Hi everyone, welcome in a new episode of my weekly video, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about innovation at Apple, a big plan of Amazon, and Twitter jumping on an important trend. Welcome in this new episode. This has been a story that came back in my weeklies over and over again, the Apple Car, Project Titan of Apple. This time it seems for real. The plans of Apple are to launch a electrical full autonomous car by 2025. It's still a rumor, but it seems to become more and more concrete, which makes sense. By 2030 in the United States, President Biden wants to make sure that about 50% of all the cars that are sold are electrical vehicles. So Apple wants to jump on this market, and a car market makes sense to them because they've always had this combination of hardware, software, and then an ecosystem of services. So that works for a car. The only challenge that Apple will have is that they will not have 100% control of the production of this product. Apple cannot produce cars by itself, so it will need a partner. It's unclear which company this will be. Kia and Hyundai were named, but they denied it. So there are now a number of rumors in Asian markets of companies that, you know, are being named to be the partner for this Apple car. But it's going to be very exciting to see how they bring this to the market and what the target audience will be. Is this going to be a car for self-driving taxis, or are they really going to go for the consumer market? Time will tell. Amazon is planning to open up 260 stores in the UK, and this in the next 3 years. By the end of 2024, they want to have those 260 stores. So the rhythm that they're going to take is open about 2 stores per week, which is pretty impressive. And after that, or during that period, they're also planning to open physical stores in Germany, Spain, and Italy. And of course, all of these stores will be a store without checkout. You walk in, you take what you want, and you walk back out. And there are a number of reasons why Amazon wants to do this. Especially in the UK, the market of online grocery shopping is booming. It really increased dramatically, more than in other countries in the past 2 years. And Amazon wants to take part of that market. And to do that, you need physical stores to make that happen. And of course, they bring the convenience of online shopping to those offline stores with the cash-free, or not the cash-free, the cashier-free checkout. And that combination seems to be very attractive for them to become a better and bigger competitor to more very strong retailers like Tesco that we have in the UK. Twitter is jumping on the live stream shopping wagon. This was possible on platforms like TikTok and Facebook before, but now Twitter also wants to start this, which makes a lot of sense because live stream shopping is already huge in Asian markets, and it's becoming more and more important in European and US markets. And Twitter is starting an experiment with Walmart this weekend. And the benefit that Twitter puts on the table is that they are known for live events and live presence. People go to Twitter to give comments to live events like sport games, when you are in a conference or when you're at a concert or when you're watching a TV show. Twitter is a live platform. So that's the card that they want to put on the table, that this live platform is the best placed platform to go to live stream shopping. So guys, this was my weekly update. Thanks for watching. Please like the video if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the channel. Share it with your friends. And I hope to see you again for a next episode of Stephen's Week next Friday. Take care.